I'm here in Pasadena with the NASA Mission Control team as they celebrate scientific history. The first close-up photographic transmissions of Mars from the Viking Observer spacecraft. Photos that have created something of a stir by revealing surprising geologic information. The presence of large amounts of water locked in Mars polar ice caps. Water that some speculate could have possibly sustained life on the planet. Even more controversial is one image of a land formation, a formation that looks like a sculpted human face. However, NASA officials are denying it as an indication of an alien civilization.
No, it's nothing more than a trick of light and shadows, a geologic anomaly. I'm afraid the only sculptures at work are the solar winds that blow across the surface of Mars at 300 miles an hour, 10 months a year.
Terminal sequence, MPS. You have a go to proceed?
Booster hydraulic power units have started.
This is shuttle launch control with T-minus 1 minute, 15 seconds and counting.
OTC to CDI, how do you read?
Loud and clear, OVCC, go ahead.
Roger that. OVCC verified, port setup 2-0.
Copy, setup 2-0.
CDI Houston, how do you read?
Loud and clear.
Side edge closeout and white room configuration is complete. Retracting orbiter arm.
OMS pressure on. Cabin vent complete.
Roger, we see that. All systems go for APU start. Transfer to internal power now.
Pre-start complete. APU to inhibit.
Oxygen vent hood retracted. External tank is at flight pressure. Lock your visors and initiate your O2 flow. Y'all have a good trip.
Roger that.
T-minus 20 seconds and counting.
Go for auto sequence start. Booster hydraulic power units have started. Go for main engine start.
Status.
T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3. Abort liftoff. Abort liftoff. System failure. Abort liftoff. Repeat. We have an abort liftoff at T-minus 3 seconds.
What did the notes say?
Just that they work for NASA. I wanted to talk to somebody from the FBI.
Why the cloak and dagger routine?
I have no idea.
Think it's a prank?
It's beginning to look that way.
Oh, yeah. I sure did. I want to talk to you about that.
My name is Michelle Genera.
Fox Mulder.
I sent you the note.
Hi, Special Agent Dennis Gully.
I'm sorry to have to take these precautions.
I flew up from Houston this morning. I work at the Space Center there.
In what capacity?
I'm the Mission Control Communications Commander for the Space Shuttle program.
What brings you to Washington?
I have reason to believe that there may be a saboteur at work inside NASA.
Do you have evidence of sabotage?
I don't know. I may. 2 weeks ago, a shuttle mission was scrubbed 3 seconds before liftoff when an auxiliary power unit valve malfunctioned. If the flight had not been aborted, there was a great chance that the liquid fuel system and the orbiter would have exploded on the launch pad. This was sent to me in the mail. It's a material analysis that shows deep grooved scoring marks inside this APU valve. Marks that could have caused a malfunction.
Evidence of tampering?
That's what it looks like, but according to the person who gave me your names, you have expertise in unexplained phenomena. And what's unexplainable is how and when anybody could have done it.
How do you mean?
The valve is made of ferrocarbon titanium. To score, that material would take extreme temperatures, launch pad temperatures. If anyone at NASA were to take a look at that analysis, they would say that it would be impossible for anyone to do that type of damage undetected.
Do you have any idea who may have sent that to you?
No. No idea. But I can tell you that the official analysis of the malfunction was simple mechanical failure.
Does anybody share your suspicions?
If they do, they're not talking to the FBI. I believe in the space program. I believe in the people who run it, but there's another launch window tomorrow. And my reasons may sound selfish, but my fiancé is a shuttle commander on that mission.
Why would somebody want to sabotage a space shuttle?
Well, if you were a terrorist, there probably isn't a more potent symbol of American progress and prosperity. And if you're an opponent of big science, NASA itself represents a vast money trench that exists outside the crucible and debate of the democratic process. And of course, there are those futurists who believe the space shuttle is a rusty old bucket that should be mothballed. A dinosaur spacecraft built in the 70s by scientists setting their sights on space in an ever-declining scale.
And we thought we could rest easy with the fall of the Soviet Union.
Not to mention certain fringe elements who accuse our government itself of space sabotage. The failure of the Hubble telescope and the Mars Observer directly connected to a conspiracy to deny us evidence.
Evidence of what?
Alien civilization.
No, of course.
Wow, look at that. Gemini 8.
What?
Oh, the man we're going to see, Colonel Marcus Aurelius Belt, nearly died on that mission. Had to make an emergency landing right in the middle of the Pacific Ocean.
You remember all that stuff?
You never wanted to be an astronaut when you were a kid, Scully?
I guess I missed that phase.
Come in.
Colonel Belt, I'm Special Agent Dana Scully, and this is...
Colonel Belt? Fox Mulder.
I'm a big fan. It's an honor to meet you.
You're a big hero to me when I was a kid.
Thank you.
I stayed up all night when I was 14 to watch your spacewalk.
Well, now it's like a stroll around the block. So, how can I help you?
This found its way to the FBI. Do you recognize it?
Sure. It's an auxiliary power unit valve.
Do you have any reason to believe that the damage done to it was in an effort to sabotage the space shuttle program?
No.
Do you have any reason to suspect sabotage at all?
No reason whatsoever. And if you have any respect for this program and for the people who have devoted their lives to it, you'll be careful to whom you make those accusations.
Looking at this evidence, sir, would you consider postponing the shuttle flight until a full investigation could be conducted?
Look, I don't know where you got this specious artifact, but I can assure you every precaution has been taken to rectify the problem. And we've been waiting 2 weeks for a window to initiate this mission. We've got a payload to deliver.
Colonel Belt, has an internal investigation ever been done in this matter?
The part you have here has been installed, inspected, and designed by over 100 highly trained technicians. With the security measures we take, it would be virtually impossible for one man working by himself, or two or four men, to do what you're suggesting. I can assure you there isn't a person in this facility that doesn't want to see that shuttle go into space, complete its mission, and come back like Winged Victory herself. And in about 10 hours, God willing, you're going to see just that.
Do you think there'd be a problem with us watching liftoff from Mission Control?
Oh, being that you'd probably go over my head anyway. Please, be my guest.
It's an honor, sir.
Thank you. Didn't you want to get his autograph?
Where did you say you got this?
It came to us anonymously.
Well, this is an APU valve, all right. This doesn't make sense.
What doesn't make sense?
This scoring here. This valve is made out of ferrocarbon titanium. It's.
You didn't order the analysis?
No, I've never seen this before. But we're an outside contract to NASA. They may have ordered it.
But as a matter of course, wouldn't you order a material analysis if a part malfunctioned?
Every shuttle is flown with that same APU valve. We haven't had a problem. To do an analysis and redesign would delay the program for months, not to mention the cost.
Is it conceivable that in order to avoid these delays, the program is being pushed ahead without proper safety precaution?
Look, there are about 17,000 things that can go wrong with a shuttle, and about 17,000 people who make sure they don't.
And who makes the final determination as to its safety?
We make a recommendation, but ultimately the decision is Colonel Belt's.
Thank you.
Thank you. What do you think?
I can't believe how much faith we put in machines.
Think Colonel Belt knows more than he's saying? That he lied about his knowledge of a saboteur?
I can't believe that Colonel Belt would endanger the lives of those astronauts knowing that something might go wrong. He's an astronaut himself.
So you think this X-ray is bogus?
God, I hope so.
This is Shuttle Launch Control with T-minus 1 minute, 40 seconds and counting.
TC is go for over access arm retract. OVCC verified.
Roger that, OVCC verified.
Copy, set up.
Here we go.
This is Shuttle Launch Control with T-minus 1 minute, 30 and counting.
Final purge sequence, main engine check.
Copy, purge sequence. Main engine check.
Switching off overuse ground supply. Onboard fuel cells check.
Roger, OTC.
Pick up terminal sequence FPS.
Copy that.
OTC to CDR, how do you read?
That's right, sir. Charge capacitor energy storage banks are all at 241.
OTC to CDR, how do you read?
Loud and clear.
CDR Houston, how do you read?
Loud and clear.
Side hatch closeout and white room configuration complete. Retracting orbiter arm. All systems go for APU start.
Go with APU start.
BBSR power down and ready for launch. Transfer to internal power.
Transfer to internal power.
Gimbling of main engines complete. Aero surfaces in launch position.
MPDR assembled. Military recorder is running.
Okay. Copy.
Oxygen vent hood retracted. External tank is at flight pressure. Okay, CDR, lock your visors and initiate your O2 flow. Y'all have a good one.
Roger that.
Go for auto sequence start. Booster hydraulic units have started. Go for main engine start. T-minus 10 and counting. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Ignition. We have liftoff of the shuttle orbiter.
CDR Houston, bet y'all have never seen a more beautiful sight.
Roger that, 10-4.
Roger, max Q. Lower throttle back. Main engine at 65%. Lower throttle up. Roger. Throttle at 110%. Over SIV separation. Roger, OTC.
I have to admit that fulfilled one of my boyhood fantasies.
Yeah, it ranks right up there with getting a pony and learning how to braid my own hair.
Come on, Scully. You have to admit that was exciting. Mission Control. Countdown.
Mulder! Wait! Something's gone wrong.
What happened?
Something's wrong with the shuttle. We had some trouble with the solid rocket boosters, but we were able to fix it. We changed watch. I went home to try to get some sleep. I got a phone call 20 minutes ago. Communication with the shuttle had gone down.
Come on, we've got to get back to Houston.
Mm-hmm.
press blackout in effect. Chances are the media doesn't know about it.
You think this is sabotage?
I don't know. Things go wrong all the time.
Yeah, but they usually fix it, right?
Usually.
She's turning.
Next thing I knew, I was upside down.
Was it some kind of an animal?
No. It had a face. It was grotesque. I don't know what it was.
Okay. Orbiter, this is Houston. You copy?
Your transmission is breaking up.
What's happening?
We have a mail from the OMS and RCF systems. They can't get the orbiter into attitude rotation. Temperature in the cabin is approaching 103 degrees, and they have downlink transmission problems. What happened here?
I had an accident. What's their position?
Just over Eastern Africa.
Try patching them into the Seychelles tracking station.
All right.
Hang in there, OTC.
The orbiter maneuvering system is malfunctioned. Without it, they can't rotate the shuttle. They need to rotate it away from the sun to keep the orbiter cool.
We've got a drop in cabin pressure, 21 kilopascals and declining.
They're gonna burn up.
Where's Colonel Belt?
He's on his way.
Damn it! What happened when they went to backup?
Backup systems failed to respond.
And what about telemetry? Can we auto-activate their systems from down here?
We cannot auto-activate. It's like someone's interfering with the telemetry, screwing with the uplink communications from this end.
Can you trace it?
It'd have to be a digital processor.
They'd have to be in the databanks.
Where's that?
Come on.
Here.
Let me see your clearance.
A sensor went off. There was a malfunction in one of the telemetry processors.
Did you find it?
No.
Did you see anybody else in here? Okay, call security. I want a search of the premises. I don't want anybody coming in or out of this building who doesn't have proper clearance.
The rotation maneuver. I'm breaking up, OTC.
What's the attitude of the orbiter?
Flying tail first, sir, with the belly towards the sun.
The flash evaporator system is working, but it's not enough to cool them down.
Cabin temperature climbing to 116.
Where's...
Somebody's jamming our transmissions.
What do you mean?
Somebody or something is interfering with our ground communications and scrambling our uplink telemetry. The shuttle is not responding to override signals.
I'm going to let them fly by wire. I'm cutting off telemetry.
It might not work. We might lose contact for good.
We have to give it a chance to work.
We have to try to bring them down.
We have to give them control of the ship. Take a chance they'll be able to perform that rotation maneuver and deliver the payload.
What if they can't? We could be stranding them up there.
Abandon telemetry. Go to fly-by-wire mode.
Cutting off ground control of the orbiter. The astronauts will be flying the shuttle all by themselves.
Is it gonna work?
OTC, this is Houston. How's the weather up there?
Sunny and warm, Houston. What's the forecast?
OTC, we're going to fly-by-wire mode. We're going to abort ground control momentarily to see if you can bring those systems back up.
Roger that, Houston. And leave the driving to us.
David, you take care.
What just happened?
They cut off contact with the shuttle.
Negative 255, 45 seconds. If they were able to execute, they'd have done it by now.
Heading by.
60 seconds.
Go to reestablish uplink communication.
Video signals fail now.
OTC, this is Houston. Do you copy? OTC, this is Houston. Where are you?
How do you do, Houston? Looks like we finally got this bird to fly right.
OTC, do you hear that?
Music to our ears.
Cabin temperature stabilizing.
OTC, this is Mark Belt, Houston. How's the crew holding up?
They're looking good, sir.
We all get some rest. We'll get back to work at about 0700.
Roger that, Houston.
Let's get to work on that telemetry problem. We got a big day ahead of us.
Let's just let the electronics rest, get their sound equipment set.
Oh, sir. You want to?
I know you have a lot of questions, and I'll get to them.
How did he know what he did was going to work?
He didn't. They could have died up there, and there would have been nothing we could have done. They'd have been a ghost ship stuck in orbit.
Why would he take that risk?
Bring those men back without delivering that payload? You're talking millions of wasted dollars. That's all Congress would need to shut down NASA.
As of 2200 hours, the crew has been conducting onboard tests and tasks and resting up for their first full day in space tomorrow. I'm happy to say after a beautiful night launch, the shuttle orbiter has performed magnificently.
So much for your boyhood hero.
Colonel Belt? Colonel Belt? Can I talk to you for a moment?
You want to know why I lied to you? You're asking yourself if this means I'd lie to you. You know what it means to be an astronaut, sir? You risk your life every time you get into your spacecraft.
for nothing more than the good progress of mankind.
You've got no argument for me, sir. You're true American heroes.
Heroes? We used to make headlines when we did our job right. Now they bury in the back of the paper. Name me two astronauts in the last shuttle mission. You make the front page today only if you screw up. They only know your name if you're the unlucky SOB sitting on 500 tons of dynamite. That's what they're really waiting for.
Sir, I have to ask. I'm sorry, it's my job. Do you think someone is sabotaging the shuttle?
My answer to you, sir, will be to bring those men back safely to Earth.
How's it going out there?
There's something out here.
Can you repeat that, Commander Bell?
It's coming at me. Holy God!
OTC Houston, can you describe it?
Sort of a dull thump, like something bumped the ship. You got any ideas about that? There it is again.
Take a look at it now.
Yeah,
I got one on this side as well.
That one right there.
They've got an oxygen leak on board the orbiter.
Our O2 gauges are going all screwy, Houston.
We got problems. We've got an O2 leak in the main tank.
What did they say happened?
They don't know. They just said it was a thump.
Stand by. We have an astronomer in Winnipeg who just spotted a gaseous cloud about a mile long trailing in our orbit.
That's the liquid O2 leaking out into space. The exact same thing happened to Colonel Belton on Apollo mission.
How much time do they have?
Well, that's hard to know without accurate telemetry data. We're doing the calculations, but it'll just be a guesstimate.
I need some answers, and where is Colonel Belt?
I can't find him. He was due here 90 minutes ago to begin payload deployment.
Houston, we're up here kind of wondering, when do we have to start holding our breath?
We're working on it, OTC. I need those calculations, and I need a worst-case scenario.
We don't know if one or both of the O2 tanks have been damaged.
Worst-case scenario. And then I want someone to find Colonel Belt.
We'll find Colonel Belt. They've got 30 minutes of backup oxygen. Beyond that, it's anybody's guess.
Why does she need Belt?
She doesn't know how serious the leak is.
It's an oxygen leak. Even I can figure out what happens when you run out of oxygen.
Colonel Belt's been up there in the same situation before. He'll know better than anybody else what to do. He's got to make the decisions.
Where the hell is he?
Bell. Colonel Bell.
I'm going to go get security.
Colonel Bell. Are you all right?
Yeah, I wasn't feeling well.
They need you down at Mission Control, sir. There's been another accident.
OTC, is your orbital maneuvering system still operational?
Roger, Houston. We're ready for re-entry. Just say the word.
How bad's the leak?
We have no way to determine.
OTC, what's the condensation on your cabin?
Windows are getting a little steamy.
Carbon dioxide buildup.
Okay, OTC. Everything's going to be fine. I want you to get in your spacesuits and depressurize your cabin. And then I want you to vent that CO2.
Roger, Houston. And then what?
I want you to stay in your suits. And then I want you to prepare to use your emergency oxygen systems. And then I want you to deliver your payload.
Those are men up there.
You, Adeline.
You want to tell me how to do my job? I've been up there in that situation, Miss General. There's more at risk here than your personal life, and if you can't accept that or operate effectively in these circumstances, then maybe you better leave the decisions to people in this room who can. OTC. You copy.
Roger, Houston. We're waiting on those O2 calculations.
Michelle! They're gonna die.
You don't know that.
It's absolutely unconscionable putting that payload before those men's lives.
I think she's right, Mulder. You saw him in there. He's losing it.
He saved their lives earlier.
Did he, or did he put their lives in unnecessary jeopardy? If he can't deliver that payload, Congress is going to kill the space program.
Well, and you think killing those astronauts isn't going to have the same effect?
Look, Mulder, I think somebody must have sabotaged the space shuttle because too many things have gone wrong. I think Colonel Belt knows about it, and he's known about it from the beginning.
You've got to stop him. We've got to pull them out of orbit.
He doesn't want those men to die.
How do you know?
I know it. I'm sure of it.
He's the one that put them up
there. And he may be the only person who can get him down alive. How can you be certain that what he's doing isn't the right thing? That what he's doing isn't going to save their lives? Now, I need access to your records in a hurry.
I need everything on the Hubble telescope, the Mars Observer, the Shuttle Challenger, and the current orbiter mission.
We're talking about tens of thousands of documents.
What exactly are we looking for?
X-rays, diagrams, schematics, any proof that Belt knew about a sabotage.
A needle in a haystack.
Roger that, OTC. Tracking it now.
Looks good from here. Payload delivery is complete, Houston. We're awaiting your order.
System check for re-entry deorbit burn.
Holy God, there's something outside the ship. There's someone outside the ship.
Can you repeat that, OTC?
There's some kind of ghost outside the ship.
No.
No.
No, no, no!
Mulder, I found it. This is the same diagram that was sent to Michelle. Ordered by Colonel Belt, which means he knew about the faulty valve.
This is from the Challenger. It's the O-ring fitting that failed, dated January 21st, 1986. That's 1 week before the space shuttle blew up. And the analysis was ordered by Colonel Belt.
Are you saying he might have known about the Challenger defect?
Something weird is going on here, Scully.
Colonel Belt's collapsed.
Where is he?
He's in his office. He was just here.
Oh, my God.
What's wrong with him?
Nothing. Get a doctor.
Help me. Help me.
How can we help you, Colonel?
He's having some kind of a seizure.
Come on.
Oh, it hurts. Tear me apart.
I'm kidding.
See if I can get a bus.
Help me.
I'm bringing that shuttle down.
Sir, we need
to... No! It's out there!
Come on, let's put him down.
No! Space suit!
Easy. Strap him down.
Give him 10 milligrams of diazepam.
No!
He's gonna hurt himself, Mulder.
He's trying to tell us something, Colonel Belt.
Those men are up there and they're running out of oxygen.
They don't have to die.
Colonel Belt, I want you to focus. Focus your breathing. Focus your pain. Right here.
Blood pressure is 174 over 120. Vitals are rising.
Mulder, you're risking an aneurysm.
Focus. Now you're focused. Right here. Now you're going to save those astronauts and you're going to tell me how to do it.
The shuttle can't survive re-entry.
No, he's lying.
How do you know it can't survive?
The fuselage is damaged. The silicone tiles are destroyed.
How does he know?
How has it been damaged?
I'm responsible.
Did you sabotage the shuttle?
No, but I couldn't stop them. Nobody can stop them.
Stop who?
Pulse is 194.
You're gonna kill him, Mulder.
Stop who?
They don't want us to know. They don't want us to know.
Who?
He came to me and lived in me.
It's coming at me. Get out of here.
That's the face I saw in the fog.
We're losing him. Be fib.
Here you go.
Clear.
Yeah. You just ran out of oxygen. They've got exactly 30 minutes left in the emergency backup system.
They're going to suffocate up there. I've got no choice but to bring them down. It's the only chance I've got.
Again.
Okay, we got O2 standing by.
Hold on. We've got vitals. We've got a pulse.
We got to get him to a hospital.
OTC, this is Houston Mission Control. Do you copy?
Roger, Houston. We've got some spooky stuff up here.
OTC, we're going to bring you down. We want you to instigate deorbit burn and begin deceleration.
Roger, Houston. Kind of hoping you were going to say that. Activating OMS rockets. All systems go for re-entry.
They're bringing the shuttle down. You said the shuttle would burn up on re-entry. Is there anything we can do to save it?
Change the trajectory.
Change the trajectory to what?
Change the re-entry trajectory to 35 degrees.
T-minus 35 seconds to ionosphere re-entry.
We've got to change the re-entry trajectory.
What?
We've got to change it to 35 degrees.
T-minus 30 seconds to ionosphere re-entry.
Colonel Belt.
I can't.
T-minus 25 seconds.
Can't we?
It's your only shot.
We'd have to change the landing site. We'd have to inform them before the blackout.
15 seconds to blackout.
I want to know what the weather conditions are in Albuquerque. Are we go for an emergency landing?
Weather in Albuquerque. Landing conditions go in Albuquerque.
T-minus 5 seconds to blackout.
OTC, this is Houston. I want you to change your re-entry trajectory to 35 degrees. You'll be landing at Kirtland Field in Albuquerque. Do you copy?
Ionosphere re-entry temporary blackout in effect.
Did they get that transmission?
2 minutes to re-establish.
Damn it.
Shifting balance.
How much oxygen do they have?
16 minutes.
OTC, this is Houston. Come in, OTC. OTC, this is Houston. Come in, OTC. Anything? What's the point of their new re-entry?
500 miles west of Hawaii.
See if Hawaii can give me...
Hawaii's picked the shuttle up on radar.
They made it.
Not necessarily.
Albuquerque, do you have radar confirmation?
Negative, Houston. Nothing on the screen.
OTC, this is Houston. Come in, OTC. OTC, this is Houston. Come in, OTC.
Houston, this is OTC. You know a good place to eat in Albuquerque? Well, we meet for dinner.
OTC, welcome home. Welcome home, OTC. You're looking real good.
Yes.
The space shuttle touched down today at 10:56 Central Standard Time. The orbiter delivered its payload after just 13 orbits and returned to Earth without incident. We at NASA are looking forward to our next shuttle mission and to future successful explorations of space for mankind and for the future of mankind.
Something had possessed him. Something he must have seen out there in space.
The doctors who examined him said he was experiencing severe dementia.
I don't think he ever really knew exactly how it was working through him. Or that he ever knew that he was responsible for his own actions.
He ordered those x-rays of the damaged parts.
You saw what I saw, Scully. I think he was trying to warn her. I think that he sent Michelle those x-rays.
Like?
He was trying to reach out to her without quite knowing why. As if his own instinctual impulse was to save those men.
While simultaneously trying to kill them?
Scully, we send those men up into space to unlock the doors of the universe, and we don't even know what's behind them. I think whatever it was, he took it with him. And in the end, that was the only way he knew how to stop it.
There's an investigation, you know. They haven't ruled out foul play.
He gave his own life. As an astronaut, that was something he was prepared to do.
For Colonel Marcus Aurelius Belt devoted his life to the exploration and understanding of space, learning its mysteries, and experiencing it not just for himself, but for humanity. Lord, take this man's soul and let it rise up to your heavens. higher than he could ever go as a man. Let him know the true nature of the universe that he sought to learn.
This.